future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today is Monday, the 11th of December, 2017. Bitcoin is currently trading at $16,516, up 6% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum is currently trading at $471, which is up 4%. Litecoin is at $182, which is up 28%. Dash is currently at $732, which is up 5%. And the current market cap of the crypto space is $441 billion. Bitcoin's dominance of that market is 62.6%. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto News Flash. Crypto news stories from around the world.
Bitcoin markets really like CBOE futures. Prices spike sharply. This story is going to talk about, and this was published Sunday evening, and I think it gives a really good overview of what to expect today and the upcoming weeks ahead of us. And it also gives you a bit of background to how they're actually going to be trading the futures contract. So let's get into the story. Despite speculation that Bitcoin futures would make the famously volatile asset easier to short, the launch of CBOE futures trading this evening has sparked a huge rally for the currency. Futures began trading at 5 p.m. Central Time on December 10th at a price of $15,000, matching the price of one Bitcoin on the Gemini exchange. As of press time, roughly 5 hours later, the price of Bitcoin had risen to $16,800 on Gemini. Futures expiring in January 2018 are trading at $18,500, a $3,500 rise. This rapid rise in the futures price has already triggered two circuit breakers and is threatening to trigger a third. CBOE has implemented a so-called circuit breaker to give traders a chance to pause and reconsider in the event of a large price movement. Any gain or loss more than 10% triggers a 2-minute stop to trading, while a move of 20% or more will cause trading to pause for 5 minutes. As we reported earlier tonight, CBOE's launch of its Bitcoin futures product, which trades under the XBT ticker, caused such a sharp increase in demand that the exchange's website went down almost immediately. In the last 5 hours, about 2,000 contracts have traded hands. Each contract represents one Bitcoin, implying a trading volume of greater than $30 million in just a few hours. This is especially noteworthy considering Wall Street traders generally only work Monday through Friday. Dave Chapman, Bitcoin $100,000 and ETFs are probable. It's a great story. It's talking about Dave Chapman's views on the situation and where Bitcoin currently is and where it could potentially go. So let's get into the story. Dave Chapman, Managing Director of Octagon Strategy, was interviewed by CNBC's Squawk Box after the futures market had opened regarding Bitcoin. His comments included a six-figure price point by the end of 2018. And more interesting use cases forthcoming. The digital asset trader made it clear that the recent run-up in values only indicates the potential for more in the future. With mainstream adoption just beginning to come online, crossing over $100,000 would be a massive psychological barrier, but Chapman believes it's possible. He said, in terms of looking forward, I would say that the thought to the continuation in the 2018, I wouldn't be surprised to see a six-figure headline. Don't miss the big picture. However, Chapman also indicated that the most interesting aspects of Bitcoin were not its price, but in many cases, its use case, and the market continues to mature. Because of the inclusive nature of Bitcoin, the bigger picture about access to financial applications should predominate thinking, he said. The price to me is probably the most uninteresting component of Bitcoin. I'm more excited about the applications and what this means to people who don't have access to financial inclusion. And I think that's what we should focus on. We're losing track of the big picture. Finally, Chapman concluded the interview with a chuckle, saying that he would happily go on record to bet a Bitcoin ETF was in the near future, as the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, has approved the futures market. A fantastic story. Let's go on to the next one. The following message is brought to you by our sponsor, QuantStamp. QuantStamp is the first scalable security audit protocol designed to find issues in the Ethereum smart contracts. They connect developers, investors, and users via proof of audit. Not only did they do this, they also enable automated checks on smart contract security risks and automatically rewarding verifiers who manage to identify the bugs. The token will allow the platform to operate in a scalable, fully decentralized fashion, delivering computation fees to verifier nodes and bounties for finding weaknesses. Make sure your token has the right stamp. Make sure it's being quant stamped. To request an audit, please head to www.quantstamp.com. Twitter reacts to CBOE crash at launch of Bitcoin futures. This story is going to go into what the Twitter comments were when the futures market crashed and how Twitter reacted to this. So let's get into the story. The highly anticipated launch of Bitcoin futures on the CBOE exchange was as furious as one could expect in the world of cryptocurrencies. As the trading platform crashed in the first hour of being open, having scoffed at cryptocurrency exchanges struggling to meet the massive influx of people trying to enter the market over the past 2 weeks, mainstream financial institutions caught a glimpse of the aftermath of what Bitcoin has become. Nevertheless, Bitcoin futures have officially launched and their reality has seen the market react positively. Social media platforms were understandably busy and people from all walks of life were giving their 2 cents worth in reactions to the newly launched futures market. Renowned stock picker Ronnie Moas reflected back on the launch of Amazon back in 1997 and how it has grown and survived the notorious dot-com bubble. He also threw in hopes of a $100,000 high. This is a tweet from Ronnie Moas. Amazon went from $40 to $1,200, even though shorts tried to hit this since 1997. I'm not worried about New York manipulation. Bitcoin now has $270 billion valuation and is in the top 20 cryptocurrencies versus 180 currencies. Bitcoin is now at a point where it can't be easily manipulated. 100K or bust. This user claimed to be the first ever person to secure a Bitcoin futures contract. And here's the tweet. I was the first ever in the world to trade Bitcoin futures. Losing trade, but still first. And here's another one. American actor James Woods has been outspoken about Bitcoin in recent times, taking a speculative and cautious stance at the very best. And here's his tweet. I've never trusted the concept of the Federal Reserve either. Just for the record, I'm tangible stuff. Things that have real value, but I'm older and certainly old-fashioned. I'm happy to admit I'm probably wrong about Bitcoin, but I'm still never touching it. Boo! At least he knows he's wrong in that aspect. Another tweet was from Brian Kelly. Snapshot of Bitcoin futures on the open day. Historic day. And it has a snapshot of the contracts trade, which were 2,500. And we had Trace Meyer, the Bitcoin podcaster, took a dig at CBOE and Coinbase as their sites went down, while noting that Bitcoin Network was going strong as ever. And here's the tweet. Bitcoin futures launched 15 minutes ago. CBOE site is down. Coinbase is down. Lots of exchanges are down. Guess they do not know how to scale. Bitcoin Network is up and has never experienced any downtime. Go figure. Go BTC. Woohoo! With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
All right, so the top Twitter tweet today goes to bitcoinprice.net. And you can go follow them at btcprice.net. And here's the tweet. Muslim clerks just declared that owning Bitcoin was compatible with Islam. A Saudi just opened another $100 million Bitcoin fund as a result. The new flood of money coming in will dwarf all previous inflows. The second tweet is from Jeremy Gardner, and you can go follow him at Disruptpreneur. Evolution of a Banker, Outlook on Bitcoin. 2013, Bitcoin is a joke. 2014, Bitcoin is dead. 2015, blockchains, not Bitcoin. 2016, Bitcoin will fail. 2017, Bitcoin is going to crash the global economy. And he tweeted this to Time, a Time magazine. And the Times tweet was as follows. Deutsche Bank economist says a Bitcoin crash would endanger global markets. What a tweet. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
SBK's current global crypto view.
I just want to say before we get onto the ICO, what an exciting day we've had at the SVK Crypto HQ in London, with the futures market coming out and a lot of negative stories being spread. However, Bitcoin has once again beaten the negativity and come up better from it. So the current price of Bitcoin is around $16,800. The futures market for January Q1, I believe, is $19,000, and each expiration is higher, meaning that only more positivity and more inflow of capital for a bullish price target is expected. Fantastic news. We'll keep you posted on all things related to the subject. I know the last three stories have been related to this, but I thought I'd give you a kind of an in-house view there. And we're going to keep reporting on this. Fantastic day for Bitcoin. Mainstream adoption to a certain extent, I think it would be fair to say. And I'm looking forward to an ETF potentially coming around the corner very soon. Let's get on to the ICO. The ICO we're looking at today is Gifto. The token symbol for this is GIFTO. The hard cap for the project is $30 million. Conversion rate is 10 cents per token. The maximum market cap at an ICO on a fully diluted basis is $100 million. Bonus structure is 10% during pre-sale. Pre-sale is now over, which raised $20 million, which is two-thirds of the whole ICO, which is pretty good, at a maximum of 10% discount. It's an ERC-20 token, so it's based on the Ethereum blockchain. And so let's look into what they do. So Gifto is a protocol that allows the creation and customization of virtual gifts for content creators. Visual gifts can be purchased using Gifto tokens, which are sent by viewers or fans to content creators on all of the major social networks, including Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Asia Innovations Group, AIG, the company behind Gifto, has been building a live stream content creation platform, Uplive, for the past 2 years. Uplive is the first application that utilized the Gifto protocol. So how advanced is the project thus far? So Q1 2018, beta versions commence testing. Q3, commercial version 1 of Gifto protocol to launch. According to the company's estimate, 30% of Uplive transactions should be migrated to Gifto protocol by the end of 2018. 70% by the end of 2019. So let's go through the team. You've got the CEOs by a man by the name of Andy Tian is the CEO, and he's the former general manager of Zynga China, co-founded a social app company in 2008, which sold to Zynga in 2010 to become Zynga China. Worked in Google China, and responsible for introducing Android to China in 2006. Graduated from MIT with a bachelor's and master's degree in computer science. Super, super bright guy. Executed in the past. Extremely impressive. The chief crypto officer, which I love the title, by the way, is Charles Thatch. Previously worked as director of Societe Generale and analyst for Jefferies. MBA from HEC Paris. Chief crypto architect, William H. Nguyen. Serial entrepreneur, founded EdoPad, a distance learning platform, Universal Technology Group, information service provider, and Vertica, a search engine optimization for in Vietnam. Fantastic. So what are our concerns? Other tech giants such as YouTube will allow viewers to pay content creators during live stream. So Gifto will in a way compete with those companies. Let's go for our conclusion. So for flipping, good. With only $10 billion remaining for the ICO, and the high market awareness, the project should be able to sell out with unmet demand. Pre-sale investors should receive up to 10% bonus, which is very reasonable. For long-term holdings, good. Uplive has provided with a huge demand in multiple countries for its virtual gifts. The transition to Gifto tokens makes sense and would improve the business model. We believe the project has a high chance of success with a large potential. And as I always say, this is not financial advice. This is our in-house view and what we're currently looking at. I've got a bounce. That's a wrap. Have a fantastic day. I'll be back tomorrow. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to our content and share it with your crypto community. Have a fantastic evening, and I'll see you a lot tomorrow.